Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Nun Hey. Baba Kama Nun Hey, and we are on Nun Dalet of Abayz by the two das. Just one Hosafa from the last year. Remember, we brought up talking about Klal and Ribui and Miet. We brought up the issue of Gidule Karka, and we just pointed out that Gidule Karka has different definitions in different contexts. Meiser and Shabbos are just two contexts that come to mind. The Gemara here quoted the context of Meiser. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, when one brings the money of Meiser Sheni up to Yerushalayim and one wants to buy food in order to fulfill the mitzvah and eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara has, it has to be pre, and Gidule Karka. Gidule Karka here excludes fish. Limute Dagim. Gedulei Karka, excluding in the context of Meiser, what is not allowed to buy fish for Gedulei Karka. You can buy animals, carbonos, wine, and others. That's one, number one. But if you look at Tosva says, Hacha Mashma, the Bakar Vitzon, Ikri Gedulei Karka. Here it's Mashma, that Bakar Vitzon, which you're allowed to buy for Meiser, are called Gedulei Karka Vitaima. He says, because if you look in the first paragraph of Kiddushin, Daf Yud Zayin, Gabe Ha'anaka, another context, giving severance to an eved that you are letting to go, that you are freeing. Amar di kasav rachmana goren hava aminu gidule karka in ba'ale chayim lo. Kasav rachmana tzon. So you see from there that misvara, animals would not be, bakar vatzon would not be included in gidule karka. Yesh lomar says Tosfos, tele inyan davar hayotze mamish mina aretz lo chashabema gidule karka. Says Tosfos, there's a difference between items that grow from the ground or items that live off the ground. And depending what Gedulei Karka means in each context, by Hanukkah, the Mesorah was, the understanding was, that Gedulei Karka means items that grow from the ground. That's why animals would be excluded. Masha Enkein, by Meiser. No, Gedulei Karka just means a more expanded definition, items that grow front off the ground, which includes animals, just excludes fish. As I mentioned, Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam, in the Malacha of Dash, the Rambam, major machlokas, which Av Malacha is the Malacha of Chovel, we mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, wounding, four-way machlokas we've shown, and what is the Av Malacha of wounding? Is it Shochet, is it Soveya? The Rambam holds, it is Mfarek, which is a Tolda of Dash. Even though the Gemara says, Ein Disha, or the Rishonim say, the Gemara says, in Shabbos, Ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka, the Malacha of Dash only applies to items that grow from the ground. The Rambam says that milking a cow, or wounding a person, is Mefarek of Dash by a person. So is a person Gedulei Karka? Are animals Gedulei Karka? The answer according to the Rambam says, yes, in Hilchos Shabbos, yes, in Hilchos Meiser. But no, in Hilchas Ha'anaka, as Tosfos pointed out. So that's a big topic, but that's it for now. Says the Gemara now, two dots at the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Shaw Rabbi Chanina ben Agil as Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Mipnei ma bedibros harishonos. Lo nomar behen tov. U bedibros achronos lo nomar behen tov. Why? Once we're talking about, last stop, we spoke about the Aseres HaDibros, we spoke about the difference between what the list of animals that are written by Shabbos, and by Nezikin, and by Chasima, and Kelayim, and Prik, and Hashem HaSaveda, and all the different contexts animals are written. But there's different lists in the first Dibros and the second Dibros. As we said, Tosfos pointed out that it's not, though we use the Dibros Rishonos and Achronos as a Klal Uprat, it's not considered a Klal Uprat that's very far away from each other, even though they are in Yisro and Voeschanon, but because the Dibros were said, B'Dibur Echad, as Tosfos quoted the Gemara, from Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, Tosfos quotes, therefore it's considered as Karov Zelazeh. So he asked the Gemara, once we're on the topic of Aseres HaDibros, why in the first Aseres HaDibros it does not say the word Tov, it doesn't even have the letter Tes. Basha'ekein, in the Dibros are Achronos, it does. It says, Man Yitav L'cha. Rashi quotes the pasuk by Kibbut Avaim. So that is the question that was asked to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Amar lo, asked, he answers an amazing, unusual answer. Amar lo, Achata Shoaleni Lamar Nomar Bahem Tov. Before you ask me whether it says why it says Tov in the Dibros Achrodos, Shoalani Im Nomar Bahem Tov Im Lav. Why don't you ask me if it says Tov in the Dibros Shnios? She'eni Yodeya Im Nomar Bahem Tov Im Lo. Don't ask me why. Ask me if. Meaning what? It sounds like from this answer, he did not know whether the word Tov or the Shorish Tov appeared in the Dibros Achronos. How are we supposed to understand that? Right, really? A great Amora, Bichia Bar Abba, did not. So if you look, see on the side, it says, Ayin Tosfos Vavasra, Kuf Yud Gimel. If you look there, Tosfos sounds like, yeah. Tosfos sounds like that. They didn't all know the Torah by heart. Right, Tosfos there says, Pa'amim Shelo Ayu Bekiyin Bepsukim. That's what Tosfos says. Vavasra Kuf Yud Gimel Amon Aleph. V'chein, over there, it quotes another context that it says, V'chein Matzinu, B'sof Shar Shanagach Chesapara, quotes our Gemara, and then he says, and he quotes a question. But that's the simple understanding, which is very unusual, because the Rishonim, right, hundreds of years after the Amoram, a couple of hundred years after, the Rishonim knew Tanakh by heart. This is only Tanakh. Sometimes Rashi will quote if it's unusual sefer in Tanakh that people might not always learn. Rashi will quote, oh, it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, right, pasuk hu b'Nechemya. But a pasuk in Chumash, right, that was, how are we supposed to understand that? The Bnei Yeshua here says, that's kasha lahamin, that he didn't know, and especially if you want to know, he didn't know the Torah by heart, but the Aseres HaDibros, right, that's very difficult. So there must be something deeper here behind this issue. Just to add one other, the source, the Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, Rashi on the pasuk of Kachalos Moshe, Kalas Ksiv, Rashi quotes, that the definition of a Talmud Chacham is somebody who was a Baki b'Chavdal Tzvarim. It's Rashi. Akisisa, Chavdal, the 24th Sifrei Tanakh. That's the definition of a Talmud Chacham. Rashi doesn't say somebody who's a Baki b'Shas. Somebody's a Baki b'Chavdal Tzvarim. Obviously, it has to be expanded, but that's step one. Step one, we have to know Tanakh, right? We don't learn enough Tanakh. That's why, Baruch Hashem, we have the skus of now having the Navi Shir online. Here, one can check the archives of the OU. But either way, we all have to learn Tanakh also, besides Daf Yomi. Anyway, so the Gemara says, how are we supposed to understand this Gemara? That Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba didn't know a pasuk in Chumash. So there has to be something deeper. If you look in the Ein Yaakov, a number of the commentaries here in the Ein Yaakov says, don't take it literally. It was just Derech of Shiflus, right? Anava. You're asking me? You know, we have to check, we have to look inside. It was just Derech of Shiflus. Shelo hayu misgadrim u'misparim v'ma she'ein bahem ad she'amar al atzmo she'eino bal hagada she'afilu b'divrei Torah nabaki kol kach v'kai gavno matzinu b'sota daf mem. Right, he says, he quotes, so maybe it's just Derech of Anava, but he doesn't really mean it. Number one. But then there are other pshatim given by the Achron. Just to mention two. If you look in the Rif in the Ein Yaakov, this is not the Rif, but the Rif in the Ein Yaakov, he quotes the Kasha Tuva. Hayitachich loy yoder Rabbi Chiyim no mar kitovim lav zilkar beirav asked the nearest child v'nira lafari. She says no. He had a suffix. Nistapek im adibros haksuvim beparshas voeschanam. The issue that the Rishonim deal with, says the Rif in the Ein Yaakov. He, of course, knew what was written in Yisro and what was written in Voeschanan. But what he didn't know was, were they the same exact Dibros? Kilo nishtanu zemi zeklal. Ve'enam nikram Rishonim v'yachronim. Ela nikru Rishonim al shev psuvim Rishona. B'shas bat the Torah. V'chazer v'dishtu barvas moav. V'nikru elo achronim. What is the relationship between the Dibros in Yisro, the Dibros in Voeschanan, right? Is it true that the Yisro ones were written on the first Luchos and the Voeschanan ones were written on the second Luchos? Or no? Maybe there was one written on both. And we just not sure which one. We call one Rishonus and one Achronus because that's physically where it's written in the Torah. But, says the Rif, that's what he wasn't sure about. Why are you calling these Rishonus these Achronus? V'im kachu yesh lanu lomar b'parshas Yisro nomar b'em kitov. It could be that the Lamayita of Aschanan should be looked at as Rishonos too. It was just not written there. Elohim heim atzman b'lis shinu klal. Right, and what are the differences? So you have to figure out why there are differences. But really, it's one dibur. V'yachshav chazav v'shav baras moav kol mashen or b'sina v'ein kan shela. Right, and then there wouldn't be a shela why it says here and not there, because it's really one. Right, and that's the Rif says. V'yish kan shela, if you have this problem, then v'bnei malo nemer b'divrei Torah Rishonos. Why wasn't it put there? The chulu, but that is the issue. It's not just stam, what was written, where. But how to understand the Dibros Rishonos and the Dibros Achronos. Rav Salvechik also, in the Divrei HaRav, the third volume that Rav Schechter has, related to the Rav, is Nefesh HaRav, Mipnini HaRav, and in Divrei HaRav, on Reish Ayin Dal and Reish Ayin Hey, he also quotes this Gemara to explain maybe Devarim is different, relating to what exactly Moshe was given and what Moshe related to us. We know Moshe, the Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu has more of a say, so to speak. In Devarim, Chazal tell us, Mishnah Torah is B.P. Moshe Amran. And then he says, Shanusach shofia baluchos hashnios hayazeh manusach shalochos rishonos. V'ahev dalim bein shtei hanuschos. Why are there differences? Lo hayu hev dalim b'mashaya kasuv b'emes haluchos atzvam. The luchos themselves were the same. What was written in the Torah about what was written on the luchos, that could have been Hosafa Moshe Rabbeinu. That he okayed, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela b'signon hasbaras hadvarim balpeh ayde Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ipi divrei haramban elu yishmak olavar b'kavanas ha-gemara b'vakama daf nun dal. And he quotes our Gemara. And he says, l'fi divrei haramban, that he quoted here, yishmak olavahazbaras hadivrei ha-gemara b'ofan acher. Not like what Tosfos says, that they weren't b'kiyin. Sheze yadre b'chiyya bar abba. She ben nusach shel aseres hadibros. Hamofiyya b'varshas v'aschanan kasuf tov. He knew what's written in v'aschanan and in Yisro. Ela she misupak im haya shinui be'emes b'nusach. Shehofia ala luchos hashnios, o shehanusach shealehem zeya haya imanusach shviyam luchos harishonos. Maybe the luchos were exactly the same. It's just the formulations in the Torah were different. Or was there mamish a difference on the second luchos? That is the difference. And Rav Schechter quotes v'kachu v'olz Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says has the same idea. But again, they're all giving the common denominator between all the different pshatim is that he knew the psukim, he knew what it says in Yisro and Vaschanan, but it was just a different kind of question. What was written on were the two dibros said the same, or this one, was it one, this just what was written in the Torah, but not what was written on the Luchos? Just one other Hosafa, the Maritz Chayis. Maritz Chayis here also discusses this, and he says, interestingly, if you think about it, when the Dibros Rishonos were given, obviously, it was before the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel suggests the Maritz Chayis based on Chazal, Bnei Yisrael were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, it was before the Egel, before the Meraglim, they were supposed to go in, history was supposed to be different. They were never going to go into Galus, the Mashiach was going to come, and they were going to live forever. That was going to be it. Only after Chet HaEgel, which then led to the other Chataim, including the Chet of the Meraglim, then we have the Gzeira of Misa, then there was a Gzeira that was going to be Galios. It all goes back to the Egel and the Meraglim. Im Kain, therefore, says the Maritz Chayis, when the first Dibros were given, the Dibros HaRishonos, Shayu Asidin Lichyos Chaye Olam, Ein Efsharus Lichtov Laman Yitav L'cha. What does the Man Yitav L'cha always mean in the Torah? It doesn't mean Olam Hazeh. It means Olam Haba. As the Gemara said, a kiddushin, right? Our arichas yamin by kibur avim mishiluach hakan, right? It doesn't dafka mean olam hazeh, olam haba. So luman yitav lacha, which is a promise to olam haba, wasn't said on the first luchos because it wasn't needed. We were supposed to live forever in olam hazeh. It was supposed to be going into Eretz Yisrael. Period. No galios. Ein efsharus lifto luman yitav lacha la olam shekulo tov kivan shelo haya alulim klau lemisa. Only the Dibros Achronos where Pascha Tova mi Yisrael finished Tabru Haluchos me Avon Ha'Egel via Sidim Lamisa. That's where we have to need the promise. Laman Yitav LaOlam Shekulo Tov. And he says, and he speaks about the differences between the Rishonos and the Shnios. But then he says, that's the Shaila. Efshar Gamshkin Lafarish Basheishiv. Ask me. Efshar Shaleni Im Nomar Ben Kitov Hainu Kiva Denemru Bapam Achas. Which is getting back to the similar of the riff. Again, you don't know which were the first, which was the second. Maybe it was just formulated in the Torah like that. But he has in why the Laman Yitav L'cha is only afterwards and not before. Keep in mind, the Gemara asks here, you know, the importance of the word Tov in the second, not the first. We know every letter, every word. The Gemara is talking about words, but really every letter of the Torah has significance and uniqueness. explain every letter of the Hebrew language, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet. Well, you remember that is Kuf Dalet is the code of the Jewish alphabet. The Aleph Beis, the secret is Shabbos Kuf Dalet, where the Gemara goes through every single letter of the Aleph Beis, the significance of why it looks how it looks, right? Nobody, there's no question of why does an A look like an A, and why by an F does it face to the right and not to the left? No. But in Lashon HaKodesh, every single letter has significance. Why the shin is a shaky letter, it has a point at the bottom, and why a kuf is a shaky letter, it falls over, and why an aleph is grounded with 2 feet, why does the dalet face the hay, why does the gimel's foot face the dalet? Every single letter, the Gemara there discusses, what exactly is it supposed to be for the significance for us. Just the first one, and then we'll get back to our Gemara, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, right? Just that lays the groundwork for everything. Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina, learn Torah. Gimel Dalet is Gemol Dalem, right? Give, be good to the people who need it and to the needy. So the first two are, Ben Adam L'Malka, Ben Adam L'Chavero. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. And after that, the next six letters are all what Hashem is going to do for us. Hey Vav Zayin Ches Tes Yud. The Gemara says, Hashem, if you do the Aleph Bina and Gemol Dalim, Kodesh Baruch Hu Zanos Chavachanos Chavometev Chavenos and Chayirusha. The Koshel Keshel Olam Haba. Right. So if we do Aleph Beis Gimel Dalim, another Makom, another Machavero, so then Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to reward us. But it goes through every one of the letters of the Aleph Beis there. Our Gemara is that every word is significant. Why is the Tov in the second? At least formulated the Torah in the second one, not in the first one. But anyway, he was asked this question, and he says, well, why don't you ask me if? We gave all those pshatim just now, how to understand that. So, they go to another Amora. Klach, Eitzor, Rabbi Tanchum, Bar Chaniloi, Shoya Rogel, Eitzor, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shoya Baki, Ba Agada. They went to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who was an expert in Agada. The Achrona pointed out that there are various Gemaras that talk about this. Was he an expert in Agada? Was he an expert in Halacha? Okay, either way, here, it says that he was expert in Agada. Azalagabe, so he goes to him. Amarle, mimenu lo shamati. He says, I did not hear. They went to Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, I'm sorry. And they went to see if he knew what Rabbi Shua ben Levi says. So he says, I did not hear anything from him about this. Mimenu lo shamati. Elakach amarli Shmuel Bar Nachum, achi imo, shel Rav Acha b'Rabbi Chanina. He told me, v'amri la avi imo, shel Rav Acha b'Rabbi Chanina. Either his mother's brother or his mother's father, Hoel v'sofon lehish taber. Because the first ones were ultimately going to get broken, that's why Hashem didn't want to put Tov in there. Because then it would like break the Tov of Klal Yisrael. That's why it doesn't say Tov. V'chisofon lehish taber v'ayhave. Says the Gemara, okay, so what? So they're sofon lehish taber. Right? For the moment, they were the luchas rishonos. So, right, even having a status for a moment, even having luchas rishonos, they should be perfect. Even before they were broken. So Amar of Ashi, no, Chas v'shalom paska tova miYisrael. No, if that would be the case, then the once Tov is broken, so then that would symbolize the Tov ended in Klal Yisrael, and therefore that would not be good. Rav Dessler, in the fourth volume of Michna Belio, has a little just ta'ara on this Gemara, this line. Page 292. He says, "V'dibros rishonos tov and no tov." He says, "Sof only shtaver." He says, "V'habiur ki aluchos arishonos him kedegan madriga gavoa ma'od." The first luchos were an unbelievable high madriga. V'Yisrael lo kanu as hamadriga hi lagamrei. We didn't get to that level. We weren't on that level. Obviously, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke it, because he saw we weren't ro'i for the first luchos. U'madriga gavoa im chisaron einena tov. Masha'enkin madrega namucha yoser ach mishleimus harehi tov b'madregasa. Tov is when we perfect our potential, when we fulfill our potential. Our potential wasn't luchos rishonos. That's why it doesn't say tov there. Sofon lishtaber. A higher potential, an unfulfilled higher potential, that's not tov. A lower fulfilled potential, but if it's fulfilled, that's tov. That's why we live now in the world of Dibros Rishonos. That was our reality. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't just put away the Luchos Rishonos. He had to break them and hope that he would get another one. Rav Shimon Shkaf, we've mentioned this also, Nachdamat Ashar Yosha writes that, you know why it was a good thing for the Luchos Shnios to be for us and not the Luchos Rishonos? The Luchos Rishonos, he says, were Etzpa Elokim. What does Etzpa Elokim mean? When we would have learned something, it would have been eternal. We wouldn't have had to persevere and work hard and kill ourselves, Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel, to be Kone Torah. Because it was Etzba Elokim. Right? We would learn a little bit and that would be it. We would have it forever. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that that couldn't exist. Only somebody who was committed to Torah and to push themselves should be able to be Kone Torah. And that's why he broke them and we have Luchos Nios, Psalacha. The material by the Luchos Nios was raw material that Moshe Rabbeinu brought. Psalacha, Shnei Luchos Avadim Karishonim. Rav Chasavdi Yalal Luchos, right, he says, you bring the raw materials. Why? It's man-made, because man-made is not eternal. Right, and that means we're going to forget things, but we have to work hard to try to be Konid. That's how we have to live, and that's the way that we have to survive in this world. The Luchos Nios, and not the Luchos Rishonos. Also, the Drasha of the Beis Halevi. We don't have time to go into it right now, but we've given drushas about that before. The Drasha of the Beis Halevi, where he discusses the difference between Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Nios, how figuratively Bnei Yisrael became the Ksav of the Torah Shebal Peh. On the Luchos Nios. Luchos Rishonos, the Medrash says, even Torah Shebal Peh was written on it. Whatever that means. There was somehow, it had the Bechina of Torah Shebichsav. But, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized, and Moshe Rabbeinu realized that was not good, and really he had to change the way that it was given, and Torah Shebal Peh was really created, Bal Peh, by the Luchos Nios. But we became the Ksav of Torah Shebal Peh, and in that way he explains, Hashem could never get rid of us, because we have Tashmish, we have inherent status, Tashmish Shekdusha, not just Tashmish Shemitzvah. Okay, we're not going to get back into that now, but that is a beautiful drasha, if you've never seen it, one of the last drushas, the drushas of the Beis Halevi. It's either printed in the Beis Halevi Ala Torah, or at the end of the Chuvis, depending which volume, which edition one has. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Haroa Tes B'Chalomo. Once we're talking about Tov and letters, if somebody sees the letter Tes in a dream, what does it mean? Simen Yafelo, it's a good simen. Right? Remember the Gemara is all in Maseches Brachas in the last parak, all about the different things you see in a dream. So here we have one Ma'amar. So if you see a test in a dream, it's a good thing. My time a why? Ilei mamishim dechsev tov is because the word tov starts with a test. Ema v'teteitia bivatatea hashved. Pasuk in Yeshayahu that talks about that we will be swept down and destroyed. That's also what starts with a test also. And that's not a positive pasuk. Chad test kamrina. No, seeing one test is good. That word, the negative word has two tests. So the bar says, wait, ema tumasa b'shulea. Pasuk in Eicha. Right, Tumah, there's Tumah in its, by her. So you see, Tumah also starts with a test. Tes Beis Kamrinan. Right, Tes Beis is a good thing, because that's Tov. Right, it says, Ema Tavu Barat Shara'ah. But it also says in Eicha, that its gates were swallowed up by the land. Also, a negative test, so to speak. Ella, different reason, okay, don't look for what word starts with a test, but look for as follows. Ella hoel upasach bo akasav la latova trila shemi bracious advayar elokibes or loksiv test. The first time the letter test appears in the Torah is by the word tov. Right, so it's not just about a word, but that you look at the first word of the Torah, the first time something appears in the Torah, v'yalakim ki tov, right, that's why test is always a good sign. And that's what many achronim say. Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen and the Vilna Gaon, whenever you want to look for something, the true meaning of something, so you look at the first time it appears in the Torah. First time it appears in the Torah, so then that is where you will look. So for example, ahava, if you want to know about love, the ultimate love, where's the first time it talks about love in the Torah? First time. First time is by the Akedah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kach les pirchas yichidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. What did that show us? Say the Mefarshim, true ahava is the parent-child love. That is the ultimate, deepest love. That's ahava she'ena tluya b'davar. Yes, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos gives us a different example. Yehonasan and David, which was unbelievable. That went against the grain. As we know, the love that David had for Yonasan, how pained he was that he couldn't, when Yonasan was killed. But that love, and the Yonasan should have been the king, the next king, and he gave it up for David HaMelech. So that is Avashay Tzuli B'Davar, but ultimate, the root love is parent-child. Because that's the first time it appears in the Torah. That's Ava. The second time is husband-wife. Right? There's the later Avos and the Imos. By Yitzchak and Rivka. But before that, the first time is the love, as it says here, the first time the test appears in the Torah is by the word Tov. V'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, haroe hespid b'chalomo. If somebody sees the word hesped in his dream. Right, Rashi says, Teva zu levada heruhu. He was showed that word, which you might not think is a good thing, right? Hesped is a eulogy. Hesped v'chalomo, chasu alav min hashamayim, upadu'uhu. He was in a difficult state in heaven, but they had rachmanis on him, and they redeemed him from the difficult state, right? Because the word hesped, hey and ches, switch in Aramaic, so it could be chas. Chas is like had compassion. Pad is from the word pidyon, redeemed, chas pad, and that's why it's a good thing. This is only if you saw it written, right? If you saw somebody giving a hesped, maybe that's not such a great sign, right? Only if you see the word, then it is positive. Okay, there's more to talk about here on these dreams, and what do you take out from dreams, and other issues about the Dibros, but we'll continue, and we'll see later. Says the Gemara back to Baba Kama. If you look back, remember the Mishnah said that for many different halachos, it applies to all different animals. As we spoke about, all the different halachos mentioned in the Mishnah. So we'll get back to one of them, right? The Mishnah mentioned regarding kilayim. Regarding kilayim, all different types of animals. Remember, there are five types of kilayim. The Mishnah is discussing Masechas kilayim. Kilay zroim, kilay akerem, kilay bagadim, right? Zroim, the seeds. Kilay Akerem with a vineyard, Kilay Begadim, that's what we call Shatnez, and then there are two types of Kilay Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working, right? Harba'a, cross-breeding animals, and Avoda, and cross-working animals. Those are the two types. That's what the Gemara is talking about here, the two types of Kilay Behema. Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish, Kan Shana Rebbe. Rebbe learned here. So it doesn't say from here, it just says here. So let's keep that in mind for a minute. What did he learn? Tarnagol tavas upisione, these two different types of chickens, kilayim zebazeh. They would be kilayim with each other, and therefore they wouldn't be able to be crossbreeded. So where's the pshita? There are two different types. So amravi rav chaviva, mishum de ravo bahadi adadi. No, the point is, but they're ravo bahadi adadi. What does that mean? The Ravid says they live together. Right, the Rambam says they can procreate together. So either way, there's a mixture amongst them. So ma'odatema min chadu, you might say that reflects that they're one species. Kamash malah, no, they're still kilayim. Fine. Kanshana Rebbe, what does that phrase mean? Kanshana Rebbe, machlokas rishonim. Tosis here says, it doesn't mean that Rebbe learned this from the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say about this that you would have thought that, oh, now we know that the two kinds of chickens are kilayim with each other? No, Tosa says, it doesn't mean that you learn from the Mishnah. It just means that here, Khan, Rebbe learned it related to our Mishnah. Meaning, once we learn that there is kilayim when it comes to birds, that's what relates to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Chayu va'of kayotze bahem. So too, Rebbe said it here, ki misvara denafshin, yeshlanu ladas, she'elu aminim chalukin zemizeh, v'ina minechad. We know misvara. So that's how Tosis understands the Gemara. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush in Simon Yudalid, he argues, the Rush at the end of the parak assumes that he knows it from our Mishnah, not just saying it about our Mishnah. Says the Rush in the last piece here in the parak, he says, Lomdu Reish Lakash b'Mishnah Seinu. From the fact it says, V'chein chay v'of kayotze b'hem, u'miktvitoni of bahade chaya v'ubachaya, Bahadi Chaya, since it says the word of by Chaya, and by Chaya, we have different types of the same animals. We have a sus and a parrot and a chamor and an arud. Even though they're similar to each other, they're kilayim with each other. So too by birds. So he does learn it from the Mishnah based on the juxtaposition of Chaya and of. Okay, Machlokas, how to understand the word Kanchana Rebbe. Vaiter, Amar Shmuel, Avaz, Avaz Habor, Kilayim Zebazeh, two different types of geese. The wild goose and the regular goose. Kelayim zebazeh. Maskav la rava ba rav chanon. My taima. Why are they different? E le mishum dahai ara kue. Vahai zuta kue. Is it because one has a long beak and one has a short beak? Or Rashi says chartumo. Right? Beak balaz. Rashi quotes the old French. So is it because he has this characteristic? So Elamayata, but what about the following? Gamla parts of a Gamla Taya. What about these different types of camels? The Persian camel and the Taya, the Arabian camel. The high Olim Kue, the high Katan Kue. Also, they have different sized necks. Hachanami, David Kilaim, Zebazet. They should also be Kilaim with each other, and the Gemara is assuming that's not true. Just because they have that different feature on top, it shouldn't be different. So Gemara says, oh no, there are two other features as well, two other possibilities. Elam or Abaya, ze beisav mi bachos, ze beisav mi bifnim. No, it's different how the Eber HaZachar is placed in the chickens. That's why they are kilayim ze bazeh. Is it external or is it internal? Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, different pshat, ha tu'una chada biyasa b'shechla, v'ha tu'una kama biyasa b'shechla. This one lays one egg at a time, this one lays many eggs at a time. That also, very often, we look at the reproductive organ or the reproduction itself to know whether it's one species or not. Right, mammals give birth in a way that non-mammals don't give birth. Right, there's different ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Briyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu procreating, and that's a reflection of one species or two species. But Rav Papa says it's one egg or two eggs. Eggs, generally, when do we eat eggs? Right, generally we don't have a mitzvah to eat any eggs, except there's a minhag to eat eggs at the Seder. Right, as I said, which we've discussed in Haggadah in the past, but it came up here, so we'll mention it. The Ramah quotes this minhag of eating an egg at the Seder at the end of Magen. The Ramah quotes, why is it? Because the same night of the week that the Seder is Tisha B'Av that year. Right? The Seder was Motzi Shabbos this year. So that's why Tisha B'Av, the Seder was Friday night. And it's, so to Tisha B'Av is just a Nitche, but it's the same night of the week. And therefore, the egg, which is a simen of Avelus, the simen of Avelus, it symbolizes an oval, life goes around and around. So we remember, even though we're at the Seder, we are, remember, we still don't have a base of Midrash, we don't have a Karban Pesach, and that's why it's a Simon of Avelos. I heard very recently, I didn't get to see it inside yet, but from the name of Rav Hirsch, that there is in nature, in the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, besides animals, v'chulu, many creations are circular or, oval. There are no right angles in nature. No right angles in nature. Eggs and fruit. There's no square fruit, right? All fruit are oval and square. Bananas have rounded edges, even, but nothing square. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to make tefillin square. It's fascinating, right? Why not Kadosh Baruch Hu make any squares, any right angles? No, because the point that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, this is what I created, and now you, I leave you room to create something too. So the right angle shapes, the tefillin, is Rav Hirsch's Ha'ara, so that is what you create, and that's the tefillin that we're mosif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a fascinating Ha'ara, but that's the idea of an egg symbolizing, just adding the Rav Hirsch, which we haven't mentioned before, symbolizes Hashem's in charge and control, because that's the round state, and that's the what is the oval. The other thought that, though, that's mentioned, the Me'ash Shiloach, the Ishbitzer, says, why the eggs? Because egg, unlike mammals, Argamar talks about here, one egg versus two egg. Unlike mammals, which do not lay eggs, right? Almost every egg symbolizes two stages of birth. Mammals have one stage of birth. The baby comes out. An egg symbolizes two stages of birth. The egg is laid and then the egg is hatched. So maybe that's why we eat an egg at the Seder. Because even though we spend 3 hours talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we acknowledge that that's only the first stage of birth. We're going to have to wait 49 days to get to the second stage of birth. And that's why we eat the egg at the end of Magid, right before the meal, as if to remind ourselves and remind others that there are really two stages of the birth of Klal Yisrael, just like the stage of the eggs. Vayter, Amar B'Yirmiya, Amar Reish Lakish, getting back to Kilayim, Hamar B'Yash Neiminim Shebayam Loke. If somebody crossbreeds Hamar B'Ya, two types of aquatic species, right? Shneiminim B'Shebayam Loke. Gets Malchus. That's Kilai Behema. My time, Amar Vacha, Rav Ada Bar Abba, Mishmei De'ula, Asi Lemine, Lemine, Miyabasha. Even though the source, the examples given in the Torah are, dry terrestrial, or dry land animals, but still we learn that. That's Marbia. Tosis here quotes that Rabbi Yehuda, the Re Bar Yehuda changed the Girsa of Argamar to Manhig, not Marbia, because he quotes a Medrash and a Yerushalmi that it is impossible to crossbreed fish. Okay? That's what Yerushalmi. But Tosfos says, I don't think you have to be Magia it, because Maybe the Medrash of the Yerushalmi only talking about fish, but other aquatic animals, you would be able to be marbia. Either way, so this is either marbia or manhig, depending on the girsa you have in Tosfos. Boy, Rechava, hamanig beizor b'shibuta mahu. What happens if you are manhig? Right, this is now the other type of kilai behema. If you somehow, sounds like a strange case, but if you somehow tie a goat and an aquatic animal, I don't know, a dolphin, you put a rope around the dolphin's neck and a goat, and you tie them both to a wagon, and they both pull the wagon together. So is that kilai behema? Mahu mi amrinan kiva the isal anachas bayam v'shibuta losaglos liyabashalol klum avid. Do you say it's not kilayim? It's two different things. They're not connected to each other, right? One doesn't go up on the other. Odil mahashta mi askamanik. Or do you say no? La maisa, you're being manik them, right? What's the root of the machlokas? What's the issue? So it could be the chakira that the achronim talk about in kilay behema. Is it the maisa vera? You are la maisa. Using two different animals to work, so here that's a problem. Or do you say that you've created a new unit? You've created, when you have a horse and a cow next to each other on the wagon, that's a new achdus that Hashem didn't create. And that's the problem. So it could be, here, these two things, this is an achdus. One's in the water and one's on land, and never the twain shall meet. So that's not a violation. So maybe that's the question of the Gemara. So Maskavla Ravina, and then Ravina, the next question plays into this Chakira. Maskavla Ravina, Elameata, what, you want to tell me it's a problem? So what about this case? Chiber chita v'sa'ora biyado. If I take wheat and barley in my hand, v'zara chita ba'aretz, v'sa'ora b'chutz la'aretz, hachanami de mechayiv. If you plant kilayim on the border of Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz, you're going to be chayiv there too? Isn't that similar to water and land? Right? Which sounds like they can't mix them. There's no kilayim in chutz la'aretz. Answers the Gemara, no, you can't compare that case. Ami hachiyashta, hasam, eretz, makom chiyuva, chutz la'aretz, lo makom chiyuva. Over there, that's two different worlds. Chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Hacha ve'idi idi chiyuvahu. Here, they're both mechuyav. In the water, you can be mechayiv, and on land, you can be mechayiv. It's just that you can't mix and match. So, that is not a parallel. Rather, there's a bigger difference between chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael than there is water and dry land. So, that question is not answered. Remember the machlokas we mentioned once we're talking about kilai behema, about the Rambam and the Rush? Machlokas, I think we mentioned it last year, when the Isra d'oraisa of kilai behema applies. The Rambam says it only applies to a kosher and a non-kosher animal. Only if you have two kosher animals, if they're the same, if even if they're different species, it's kilayim d'rabanan, not kilayim d'araisa. That's the Rambam Menuchas Kilayim, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches. Ve'echad shor v'chamor, ve'echad kol shnei minim, she'echad tameh ve'echad tor. Bein behema im behema, kechazir im kevesh, o chaya im chaya, o chaya im behema, kekelev im eiz, o tzvi im chazir, al kol elu lokim in haTorah. Shachaya b'chal behema. Aval midivrei sofrim, kol shnei minim sheim kilayim barba, asurim lachrosh bem ke'echad, v'lim shochosam ulahan higan. Right, so that's the Rambam. That if it's both kosher, both not kosher, it's only drabanan. The Rush and others, the Radvaz here quotes it on the Rambam, argue with that, no. There are many Gemaras that seem to point in the other direction, so you gotta figure out how the Rambam reads all those Gemaras. And the Rambam does quote our Gemara, the Ibai de Loishita, Va'asr Lahanig Behema Min Hayabasha Im Chaya Shevayam Kagon Eiz in Shibot Vim Asa Potter. Not going to get Malkus because it's Ibai de Loishita. We're not allowed to do Al Chachila because that's the Gemara's question. Maybe the most fascinating halacha in all of Kilai Behema, again, it's another issue now, it's a Gemara in Maseches Makos, but the Rambam quotes it on the next halacha, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph. If somebody takes a behema that's psulei mukdashim, Gemara Makas, you have an animal that used to be a carbon, but it got a psul. So now it is nifsal, it has to be redeemed. It's animal that psulei mukdashim. Afal pi shahi guf echad. Even though it's one guf, it's one body, it's one animal. Hakasuv asa osa kishne gufim. The Torah made it as if it is two bodies. Mepnei shahi sa kodesh, naas is kekodesh v'chol me'uravin zebazet. It's a little bit of each. V'nimseis behema zu ki behema tmeya imatahora hamu'uravin ke'echad. It's as if it's kosher and not kosher, hektish and not hektish, and therefore, unbelievable, hachoresh b'sharp suli hamukdashin, o hamar biabo If you take this one animal and you do harisha with it, you get daraisa malchus because of kilayim. Unbelievable. One animal. It's fascinating. Okay, that might relate to the hakir that we just mentioned. It's not about the might, it doesn't have to prove it, but not about the mice, but about making one unit. Okay, rabosai. Hadrolach shershnaga chasapara. Now we get into perek hakones. The sixth perek here of Masechet Baba Kama. If you remember, when we started off the Masechta, we said the first six prakim of the Masechta are about one topic. Nizke, Mamon, and Adam Hamasik. Nizikin, that's it. Now we're up to the sixth, the final chapter of this topic. The seventh perek and the ninth and tenth perek are all about Geneva and Gazela. The eighth perek is about wounding Chavala. But really, this perek, up until Meruba, up until Samach Beis, right, this finishes up Nizke Mamon. The Meiri says that the fifth and the sixth perek are all about Nizke Mamon that do not have Ruach Chaim, meaning Eish and Bor. That's what it's about a lot. We did most of the Shor Gemaras earlier, but we'll have a little bit here about Shmira as well. So, says the Gemara, Hakoni Son Ladir. And Tosfos also here, besides the Meiri, Tosfos here also points out, the order of the Mishnayos are not so smooth over the last three Prakim. We keep going back and forth from Shor to Bor to Shein and Regel, back to Shor. It flows. And Tosfos goes, it's kind of like a stream of consciousness. Well, we mention this line of the Mishnah, so we go off to mention a topic related to that line. And then once we mention this, we go, it's not exactly smooth as you would have put it topically, but as the Gemara and Mishnayos always are, right? It's a Torah Shebal Peh way of writing. That was the Rav Huttner's Lashon, that even though Rav Yehuda Hanasi wrote down Torah Shebechsav, he wrote it in a Torah Shebal Peh way, so that you still need a Rebbe to figure out why it was written this way and how it was written, v'chulu. So, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Hakoni Son Ladir. Somebody puts their sheep into a deer. What is a deer? A deer is a place where the animals are going to go to fertilize. The Meiri says this at least to fertilize their field. They used to put the animals in a certain area and then put a fence around them. And after a few days, after it was fertilized, they let the animals out, put them in a different area, then move the fence and put it around them there. Those are all called deer, and they kept moving from place to place. So Hakoni son ladir v'nal b'fanei karaui. And then I closed up the deer properly, v'yata v'zika, and then somehow the animal got out and did damage anyway. Pater, I am pater, because I washed it karoi. I did what I was supposed to do. Lo nal b'faneha karoi, if I didn't close it up properly, v'yata v'zika chayiv, and it went out chayiv, because then I was posheya, I was responsible, and therefore I am chayiv. Nifritza balayla. What happens if I close it up properly and then somehow at night the it broke? Nifritza was broken into. Osha partsu alistim, or robbers went in and broke the wall of my field. Fiatza vizika, and then the animal went out and did damage. Putter on putter. How was I supposed to know? Right, it was broken at night. I wasn't supposed to know. Putter. Right, what's the chiddush of this line? Putter, Tosfos says, even the little Tosfos O, the Isra Klash Me'inan Da'afilo Ha'listim P'turim Kishalo Hotziuha. If the robbers broke the wall but did not take the animal, then the animal went out, even the robbers are putter. They did not do a kinyan on the animal. They did a Maisa Hezek. But now it's just grumma that the animals went out and damaged. So they did a terrible thing. It might be usser, but they're not going to have to pay for that. Right, that's the chiddush of Pater here. That's Tosfos. The Rashba says that the Iker chiddush is the next line, that they're going to be chayiv if they took the animals. And this is just said, derech aga, but it's not exactly the chiddush. But Tosfos assumes that this is a chiddush. The stipler here is bothered, why aren't the robbers chayiv here? Right, it's grama, but isn't this no worse than bor? What does bor mean? I create a dangerous situation in the street. I dig a pit. So here I opened up your fence. So why isn't that like boar? Right? And the animals went out and did damage. Right? What's the difference? Says the stipler here, no, it's a special din by boar. You cannot compare boar to the other nezikin. Boar is tchilas asiyos lehezik. Boar is, like Rabbi Shmuel said earlier, daf chavtes, the only time when you're chayv on somebody else's stuff. Or something that doesn't even belong to anybody. Right? Eino bershuso v'asana kasav kilui bershuso. That's the language of the Gemara earlier. Shechiyu ve'bar hu'gzeres ha'kasav. Shechayev alasiyas ha'bar afilu kisha'asa'o bershus ha'rabim. Hagam she'ina bar shalo. Avo benis kishor eino mischayev kisha'ina mamono. Right? So therefore, even though misfar, it sounds like it should be chayev, Listerm or Potter. It's not theirs, and that's only a Chiddush by Bar. Continue. Hotziu all listed, but if the listim took out the animals, so then they're Kone. We'll see this on Tamar's Daf, the Kinyanim of Gezela, important Svara of Tosfos on Tamar's Daf. Hotziu all listim Chayavin. But if the listim took them out, then they're Chayav. Hinicha b'chaba, if somebody puts their animal in the sun. So you have to expect that they're going to get crazy because it's so hot. Osha masol acherishol devakaton, or you gave it to an irresponsible person. V'yasav izika chayiv. We discussed that line also in the past. How much the acherishol devakaton did. Matzra l'roe, if you gave it to a shepherd, nichnas haroe tachtav. The shepherd becomes the bailim, and therefore the shepherd has to be the one that is responsible. If it's mazik, the shepherd is going to be responsible. Nichnas haroa tachtav. Naflo legina v'nehenis. If the animal falls into a garden, right, unbeknownst to it, he didn't know. Rashi says ba'ones. It fell in ba'ones. Migag baila hasamach leginas chavero. Let's say my roof is next to your gina and it fell off ba'ones, or Rosh Hasharabim is higher than the gina, fell in. Naflo legina v'nehenis. Again, it was ba'ones. Mishalemes v'ashenenis. So then, that's going to be pater because it's ones, but mishlamet mashenanis. If it gets hana'a from theirs, as we said earlier, even Shane and Rego, who are pater rishus arabim, they're going to pay mashenanis. If this animal ate some stuff afterwards, after it fell in, so then, the owner's still going to have to pay for that. Tosfos, Tudah from now, Nunzayna Mabez, it's Tosfos on our Mishnah, it's just printed there on the bottom of Nunzayna Mabez, says this is only where the animal fell in, and there was no way for it to have walked down. Because if it could have walked down, that would be tzchilas b'pshia, the sofa ba'ones. We're talking about a case where there was no way it could have walked down, it just fell in, and it's a total ones. Yorda kedarka v'izika, if it mamish went down, mishalam z'bashi izika, that's a problem, because you shouldn't have let the animal go down. Ketzad mishalam z'bashi izika, how do you pay what was damaged? We had this earlier. Shaman be'sav o'sasadeh kama isayava v'kama hiyafa. You don't measure, let's say there was a whole field of cucumbers, you don't measure how much the cucumbers were worth that the animal ate. No. You figure out how much the whole field is worth with these cucumbers, and without, and then subtract it, because then it's less hezek. But if you just measure it itself, that'll be more chomer against the mazik, which we don't do. We're based on a pasuk. Rabbi Shimon argues. It depends what you ate. Achla peres gemurim. If he ate already ripe fruit, mishalem es peres gemurim. Then you pay the fruit itself. You don't look at the rest of the field. If it was already ripe fruit, you measure the fruit itself. Im sa time. Only the Mishnah, when it says agav the sadeh, it's only where the fruit were not ripe yet. That's where you go agav the sadeh. Fine. Tosfos also here has an important line. Tosfos is a nifritza balayla. Tosfos says, what's the chiddush if it was nifritza balayla pater? Tosfos says towards the end, inami balayla afilu nodalo shenifritza v'yatza behema. Even if you know, like in the middle of the night, you find out that you get a text message that the wall was broken. Ein lo l'truch yoser midai l'chazer acharei ba'afela. You don't have to make yourself crazy. It's dark at night. What can you accomplish at night? So that's why you don't have to make yourself crazy at night to go get it. So even if you knew about it, you're still going to be pater. The Chashuk Echemed has a discussion. It's nighttime. Sheila Ruvain has a store where the alarm is going off. And he finds out, he gets, let's say, a message from the alarm company that your alarm's going off by the store. Does he have to, at 2 o'clock in the morning, get out of bed and go figure out a way to turn the alarm off to make sure that because the neighbors are not able to sleep? Does he have to do that? Does he have a chiv, let's say, me based on balayla, to neutralize, to turn off the azaka? So, he quotes our Gemishnah, our Tosfos. Read our Tosfos. You don't have to be so matriach at night. But then he says, no, wait a minute. He says, in our day, what does Tosfos say? Oh, it's a fail, it's dark out. Nowadays, we have headlights, we have flashlights. It's not so dangerous to go out at night, to go turn off your alarm. And this is being mazik others as we speak. It's not just a chance of maybe the animal will go out and do damage. Here, it's doing damage right now. It's not letting them sleep. And therefore, he assumes that in this case, definitely have to be chayiv to go make sure your alarm gets turned off, or have a way to turn it off remotely. It can't be that if you know that it's going off, and you have a way to turn it off, you have to be able to turn it off. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. Ezel karoy, ezel shalok karoy. So what does it mean that karoy is putter and shalok karoy is chayiv? Dela sheyichol olam baruch mitzuya zel karoy. A door that could, you closed it off, you closed the gate in a with a gate that could withstand a normal wind. Zel karoy, that's normal. Sheina yichol olam baruch mitzuya zel shalok karoy. If it cannot withstand the normal wind, that's not, that's eno roy, and that you're going to be chayiv. Amr Mani Bar Patish Mantana Muad the Sagale Bishwe Bakusa. We're talking about a Muad here, Lachora. Who is the one that says a Muad is it's enough if you do it karawi, meaning low level, just basic. So Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Ditznan, who we had in the last parak, in the Mishnah Daf Memhei. Charo Ba'ala Bimose Ravin Olafan of Karawi, Vyatza Vihizik. If you put a rope or a fence in front of it, basic hezek echatam vechad muad chayav dira meir. Meir says it's not good enough. Even for Tom, it's not good enough. We had the limudim earlier. Rabbi Yehuda omer, no, Tom chayav muad pater. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Tom is chayav, but muad is pater in that case. So our Mishnah is reflecting the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We discussed there the svara for that, the Meiri, the Pnei Yeshua. If you, a muad, you should be more careful from, the Nizak. Shene emar, Veloyes reno ba'ala v'shamuze. That's the makar by muad. Rabbi Elazar omer, ein lo shmira ela sakin. Rabbi Elazar says, no, even shmira ma'ula is not good by either of them. So, says the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to reflect Rabbi Yehuda. Answer, no. Afilu tem Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah could even be Rabbi Meir. Shiny shein v'regel. When were they talking about the whole issue of muad and tan? That's by Karen. Here we're talking about shein and regel. The animal goes out and eats, let's say. Torah miyata b'shmira son. Shein and regel, the Torah itself minimized their level of shmira needed, and therefore that the Mishnah could be talking about even according to Rabbi Meir. Tom Rabbi Lazar, v'yamid lo b'masisa tana, arba dvarim ha-Torah miyata b'shmira son. Four of the Avos Nezikin, the Torah minimized their shmira levels that are needed. Again, each Av Nezek has some type of exemption. As we learned earlier, Ptor Bishas Rabim, Ptor Kalim, Ptor Tamun, but these, the Torah minimized the Shmira element, specifically the Shmira element. Tosfos says here, you might not be able to compare the Shmira element and the Chiyuv element, but here the Shmira element, Ve'elohein, Bar Eish Shein Regel, Bar Dechsiv, Kiyiftach Ishbar, O Kiyichri Ishbar, V'lo Yechasenu, if you don't cover it, you're going to be Chayiv, Hakisahu Pater. If you do cover it, that's all you have to do, you're going to be Pater. You don't have to make yourself crazy more than that. You don't have to refill it. Eish dechsiv, shalem yishalem ha-mav'ir es ha-be'era. Right? Eish yechayev, if you are the mav'ir, which means a direct, ad-da'avid kein mav'ir. Rashi says you were posheya in the eish. Shein dechsiv, ubi'er b'steyacher, ad-da'avid kein ubi'er. Bi'er means, right, it went and attacked and ate and destroyed in another field. Regel dechsiv v'shilach, ad-da'avid kein v'shilach. It's getting back to the first parak psukim. V'tanya, as we learned there, v'shilach ze haregel, v'cheinu omer m'shalchei regel ashar v'achamor, ubir ze ha-shein, v'cheinu omer kashe yivar ha-galal atumo. And we learned by both of them, taima da'avid ke'ein v'shilach ubir, only where you halachically have more of an active role, where you were posheya, halo avid, if you weren't posheya, lo, you're not going to be chayev. So you see, by all of these, there's a miut in their shmira. Amar Rabba, Masizanami Deka, the Mishnah's language also proves that we're only talking about we're not talking about Karen here. Diktani Tzon, why did it say sheep? Michdi, Besharkas, Kinevasi, in the last Mishnah, in the last couple of Mishnayas, we spoke about oxen, Shvar, Nisni Shar, why here does it switch animals? Maishta Diktani Tzon, Lav Mishum, isn't it because that Torah Miyata Bishmirasan? The Torah was Mamait, the Shmira of animals that just eat. Lav Mishum, the Kan Karen, Loksivaba, Shein Veregel, Hu Tiksiv Bey, we're talking about Shein and Regel, the Kamash Balan, the Shein Veregel, the Muadinhu, Shmamina, Shein and Regel Muads, but they have a meat of their Shmira, and therefore our Mishnah could even be, according to Rabbi Meir, and not limited to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, next time we'll get into the four that are Chayev, Bedine Shemayim, Patim, Bedine Adam. A lot of exciting topics that come up here. Tomorrow is huge. Tomorrow is also about Pruta de Rav Yosef and the Dalit Shomrim and Osei B'Misapadim and the Mitzvah. Baba Kama Nunvav is jam-packed. Hashem, we'll try to fit in what we can. Okay, we'll stop here.